Well, I've always said that when I teach guys to always fall into respect, not love, because most men, I guess the biggest problem most men have 50 is most men don't, they don't look at relationships the same way as men see them. They look at relationships as, I meet her, she's allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants to do, then I move in with her, then she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do, then I'm engaged to her. She can do whatever the fuck she wants to do, and then I'm married to her, and she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do. Then we go to marriage counseling to try to fix this shit. I mean, that's just how they are. They don't look at game as in, to me, it's levels. You've got to keep elevating yourself to prove that you're worth my name and my sperm. Those are like the two most important things to me. I'm not just going to give that shit away to someone who doesn't deserve it or not even worthy of it. So, you know, I have a thing called, you know, just levels. Meeting and dating is not the same as relationship. It's not the same as moving in together. It's not the same as engagement. It's not the same as marriage, and it's not the same as fatherhood. And a man should have all those things already in place in line of an expectation that he has for the woman in the phase that he's in, not the whole, but the part of what phase I'm in. What, like for you, you have expectations. You know what it is you expect. And if she does not meet said requirement, she'll fall back to a piece of ass, but we'll never be in a relationship. But I'm going to keep talking, but what say you on that, brother? Yeah, and that's why I think that's why a lot of guys go wrong is that they don't even understand that they've got to lead in every phase of the relationship with the woman. You can never give her any wiggle room to try to think that she is king or that she can sit in your chair and dictate shit. Yeah, there are roles that she has to play, but that still doesn't make her king. You know, one thing I've always loved to do, 50, I don't give a fuck if I'm at your house. I'm still king. I'm running shit. When I'm at your place, I'm running shit. You at my place, I'm running shit. We together, I'm running shit. And if you think for one second that you can start questioning my moves. Now, it's one thing, 50, to ask questions because you want to know or get some understanding. But you don't question me what the fuck I do, because the level of thinking that you and I are on, they don't even know what the fuck, because they're so used to basic, you know, what do you want to eat and where do you want to go and, you know, why are you being mean to me and why are you yelling at me and what can I do to fix this type shit? We don't play on those rules, man. I don't have time to explain myself to a woman. I will answer a question, but again, when I'm with her and I'm at her place, it's my place. I'm not saying it's my place, but while I am there, I'm going to be treated like it's my place, big dog. And guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. If you got a question, just put a Q. Oh, God, man, I hate that shit, man. You got to be. Yeah. Man, fuck out of it. Yeah.
Using Samsung
Tech. Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, 50, the last time I shed, my eyes got watered. I watered my eyes. And I'll be honest, last time my eyes watered, I can give you, I can't give you a specific, I know it was a Sunday. It was December, around January, I think, or January, I think, 1983. NFC Championship, Dallas Cowboys, Redskins. I'm just being serious with you. I ain't talking about no way. I'm serious. I'm not fucking around. I'm serious. I'm not bullshit. I'm not fucking around with you. No, fuck you. I'm serious. Yeah, I'm serious because I was, you know, I'm a passionate Cowboy fan. But again, in 1983, I was what, 12 years old and shit. So I was like, I was 12. No, and I ain't no excuse. But I was so passionate because we were one step away from the Super Bowl. Dexter Manley came around, knocked Danny White out. We lost the game. And I didn't say water like it fell, but I was so fucking, you know how when you get so mad sometimes, it was that, but that can be, I think, the last time I actually like shared something. Oh, well I forgot. You remember how we laughed, because, you know, I know you got to tell your little bullshit story, but when the 25-year-old chick I was fucking with when I was 14 crushed me, that was only two times. But I don't, other than that, if anything happens as far as death or anything like that, motherfucker, y'all got to stand, you got to be the rock. I mean, if, especially if your father or whatever crying around you, it's okay to hug them and tell them it's okay, but you got to be the rock. You got to show strength in times of weakness. And like I said before, if you want to cry, get in your fucking car, drive out to the countryside and cry and boo-hoo your bitch ass out, wipe your fucking tears, and then get back to life, motherfucker. Shit. We got two questions. But go ahead. Yeah. Well, no, I was just checking. I was pulling up. Go ahead. You go ahead. Keep talking. I'm just pulling things up. Go ahead. You're good. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, I understand. Passion. Yes. Yes. I understand. Yeah. One of that shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but this ain't about women. This is about the passion that you have for yourself. So, yeah, that's what I mean. But, yeah, we got a few questions to answer. But, yeah, so here's the first one from X7, brother. How can I be more aggressive? It seems it doesn't come. Well, listen, everybody can't be a man, big dog. And your place might want to be over past Crocodile River. That's where the best grass is at. See, the thing is that this has got to be something inside of you, dog. You can't put this shit on. You either have it or you don't. But what say you, Fifth? Yes. What would be the perfect response to losing a loved one? Yeah. Well, my thoughts are is, and again, see, this is where, again, king as king, you must always show strength. And if you're feeling a certain way, put some sunglasses on or something, but you cannot show weakness because everybody's got to look for you. Again, if you're a father and you lose your mom or you lose your dad or you lose someone you love, you can honor them, absolutely. See, the thing about me is I don't cry over loss. I honor how they lived. So I'm not that. I've never been built on the side of when I lose something, I'm going to be crushed by it. I'm on the other side of honoring how they lived their lives versus them not going to be around. I honor that, but for a lot of other people, that's just how deep I am for me. I can't say for everybody else. I'm just saying for me. So if people are crying around me, I will console them, but I am a rock. I just look at the other side. I look at the positives of how they live, not mourn how they die and how they're going to be gone, because I can't change that. I have no control over what has happened. And I'm not saying for you guys. It's just I just have this attitude about me. I will honor them of how they were when they were on this planet, but I will not look at them and their loss to feel some kind of way. My parents are still alive, but when they go, I honor them for what they were to me and how they helped me. Where if my siblings were crying or something over the loss, okay, I'm there, but that's just how I operate because I'm stone, man. I'm king. I've always been taught from my mentor that you got to be king all the time, not sometimes. And in the face of everybody, you cannot show any chinks in your armor. And that's just how I was built, 50. What say you, brother? Right. Yes. Yes. Can't do that shit. Yeah, here's one. She says, you guys tear up when all right, K-Love, this is going to sound really fucking arrogant. I choked up the first day my son, who was in elementary school, said, Dad, why are those older girls talking to me? I choked up. I'm serious. When my son was in junior high school and he was talking to high school girls, I choked up. When the phones would ring for him or the girls knock on his door to want to see him, those were the choke up moments. Not the choke up to cry, but the choke up to say, God damn it. Oh, he's going to be okay. He's going to be all right. You know what I mean? 50. Yeah. Yeah. Right. It to me real quick, like I say, when your son is like, again, messing with girls and older girls and shit, and he's like, like Pop. I mean, like, again, the problem we always like Pop, you know, it's Christmas, man. And, you know, this girl wants to see me and this girl wants to do that. And you like, yeah, I mean, just y'all understand the feeling that you get. Or when I'm working and I look out my window and I see my other son bring a girl and hold her hand and lead her to the horses or the goats and shit and just leading her and talking in her ear and she's giggling and all. I was like, that's what gets me. It might hit me to a knee, but that's the warmth that I get from them because they get it. They know their value and worth. They know what a Williams is. They know how to handle themselves. So the feeling is not just the women that they know how to handle themselves in life. I don't have to hover over them. When they come to me, maybe ask a question here or there, I'm there for them. But I want them to get out there because of how I did it. Gotta get out there and get it yourself. Get knocked down yourself and all that shit yourself. And that's what for a man, because I know Kay, you want to say, you don't have my son. Man, ain't nobody fucking crying over that shit. Again, I'm on the side of celebrating what I just told you I celebrated. What was it? 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 13 years, there are always levels of how they handle it and how they respond and how they talk to these girls and shit. Yeah. Well, I got another question after this one, but this guy says that, and the reason I posted this is that I wish a relative would, Chris. I'm just not built this way. I wish a motherfucker, I feel like, you know, I get jealous because they yell at everybody else and check everybody else, but they leave me the fuck alone. And I feel jealous sometimes because I wish a motherfucker would. I don't give a fuck where the fuck I'm at. You ain't going to talk to me in any kind of way because I will check your fucking ass. I don't give a fuck where it's at. So, yeah, I don't give a fuck who it is either. I don't give a fuck who it is. But see, they ain't on that shit we on, dog. Here's the next question. I laugh it off, but it's because laugh it. Oh my God. I'll tell you the problem is he's the problem. Let me tell you why. I wish a woman would tell me I'm mean to her. You know what I'm gonna say? Then get the fuck out. I don't know why he's doing all that shit. But what I'm saying is, the thing is, as a man, that I'm not mean. I'm a great person. You might perceive I'm mean because you don't get your way, but as soon as you have problems, I'm solution based. I'm not gonna say we need to go to marriage counseling. I'm not gonna try to fix that shit. Get your fucking shit and get the fuck out. If you feel that I'm mean, get the fuck out. Because I don't want to be around someone thinking I'm mean. I'm a snowflake. No, I'm just fucking 50. Right, but I'm just saying, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. As fuck. Yeah. Well, we got another question. Do you get challenged more? If you're more aggressively or both, I don't think you understand. You get respected, dog. What the fuck? You don't get challenged. You get respected. And that's from women and whoever. I don't understand why you guys give so much credence to these damn women. It's not about even being aggressive or bold. It's just being yourself. I demand respect 50 demands respect. And the woman gets with us, they're going to know that we're not any bitch at. See, they're so used to you guys out there, they think we're all like this. So they're going to treat us all like that because they think we're weak. They think that we soft and shit. But we will yank that motherfucking chain and get their ass right. And that's what the fuck turns them on, dog. Yeah, fuck yeah. Check, yes. He says Tippy does. Yes. Yeah. Well, wait a second. Wait, hold on. Wait, don't listen, brother. Let me tell you something, big dog. Listen. We're not the one that typed that bitch ass shit up that you wrote, number one. All right. Yeah, don't be talking. Yeah, you're right. You don't tell no motherfucker to chill, bitch, first off. You asked us a question. And when you ask questions, I don't give a fuck where you at. Then take your time and wait till the right time to ask the question. But don't tell us how to fuck it. See, that's your fucking problem right there. And that's how you talk to your girl. That's how you saying that shit right now. Because when that bitch check your fucking ass at the door, that's the first thing that come out your weak ass mouth is chill. Chill out. Why don't you chill out, please? Suck your fucking ass, man. Shut your bitch ass up, man. Fuck if you at work, motherfucker. Anyway, but that's what I'm saying, dog. What I'm saying is to a lot of y'all guys, man, is that no, what? I'm just saying, man. I don't. This is why we win with women because we don't give them an inch. They got to do what the fuck we say do. We don't give them no fucking wiggle room and shit. Fifth, what you got on that, man? And women love that kind of structure. This is the thing. Y'all think women want you to be all nice and soft, like they're like a piece of China tea or something like that. Game doesn't work that way. Never has. The China glasses and shit, where you got to be all delicate with that shit. They don't want delicate. That's all they get. Well, I'm just saying, delicate. You just got to hold it with soft hands. You got to be like it's a precious thing and all this other shit. And right, because you choke shit. You choke shit. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. You talked about that, right. Yeah. 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 Yeah, my whole thing is that I am one mind, one way, one thought, and you have a choice. I unfortunately, because the average guy can't lead you, because remember, all they're dealing with is average fifth. All they're doing was average guys. That's their whole life is average. So if their whole life is average, what does that mean? That means that every guy that they fucking with is average. So then they have an average attitude. They have average. They do average shit. They never do anything above average because that's the mindset. That's how they feel. That's how they think. So then when they meet somebody that's above average, i.e. a man, they don't know how to handle that because all their life they've been dealing with, like you say, bitch ass. They're just weak motherfuckers. And most of these guys are weak. I mean, if you can't even walk up to a motherfucking woman, how the fuck do you think you can control that woman if you can't even talk to that woman when you first meet her, fifth? Fuck. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. Low self-worth. Yeah. Right. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm beautiful. It's like Snow White and the doves and the deer come up to you. It's like, I'm that motherfucker. The word. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Until I <I'm> mine. Yeah. Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall. Exactly, damn. Look at you. It's beautiful, man. Yes. Yes. Mm. Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. No, I tell you what, it's nothing like looking in the fucking mirror and be like, man, dog, what the fuck, dog? Can you stop being so fucking sexy today? Can you taper that shit down? You are, my God, man, damn. Man, I am so fucking in love with you. How are you doing, you bad motherfucker? Who, hey, what motherfucker town are we going to fucking conquer today? What are we going to fuck up today? I mean, I don't understand. How can you not talk this way about yourself? But you know what they do? They walk up to the fucking mirror and oh gosh, it's another day. The clouds over my head, and well, I hope she likes me today. Today might be the day I'll ask her out after 5 years and 4 months and 3 weeks. You know, I hope it's okay. I mean, guys, I'm saying, yes. Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There you go. Oh man. Isn't it great? Yeah. Yes. One of one. Yeah, you know what I love the most? I ain't shit. Before I tell y'all this, I'm going to let y'all know I ain't shit, because I know some of y'all women going to say, damn, that's fucked up. But just like you, Fifth, there ain't nothing like when you know you got her and you just, you know what you say? You say, you know what? Not today. I don't feel like doing it today. Not today. Right. Yeah. Knowing every time I see her, when I walk in there, she might be like this with a frown on her face, and they light the fuck up like a Christmas tree when they see you, and they get you more attention. But here's the break, what I love the most. Knowing that I got her, this is where I love to break her. I love to bring another woman in with me. So her sunshine goes right back down again, because she's like, oh man. But then I bring her back. Guys, this is what I do. I'm just that motherfucker. I can do that, because I'm letting her know And I'm training. See, y'all understand the training I'm doing. I'm training to let her know that in time, I'm going to give you the shot. You'll get the call up. You're on the practice squad. I'm going to give you the call up. And I know y'all think this is fucked up, but I'm serious. But right now is not the time right now. But when the time comes, you must understand that you ain't the only one. Because I might bring one in. I might bring two. I might bring three different ones. But you know what? I'm still going to talk to you the same goddamn way. Because it's weird is, even when I order food, the women next to me always say, why are you flirting with her? I say, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't even know you're doing it, and you're doing it. You just see what happens is, for you motherfuckers, y'all like, nah, I like to order a steak sandwich. I like to order some french fries and super size. And you always looking down and shit. I'm looking dead in her eye. I'm interacting with her. I'm smiling at her. She's kikiing, shying away. And I'm just, hey, all I'm doing is ordering and talking to her, not at her. But the women that are always with me, no matter if it's a drive-thru or in there, they're like, why are you always flirting with these women? I'm not flirting. It's just natural. I'm just talking to her. Right. It's how we wake up. But she knows she'll get that call up. And what's so great when we're in the bed afterwards, she's like, why did you wait so long? Because I chose to wait long. I see when you guys fuck up, you guys know they trying to fuck with you, and you don't do shit about it. You all scary and shit. And then when you want to do something about it, and they move on, then you all in your fucking feelings. Look, I know. Listen. Don't worry about it. Look, I know. Look, I mess with bad motherfuckers, so I know she has somebody. I'm not even gonna ask that shit. I'm not even gonna bring that shit up. And nor, baby, you don't even have to tell me what you have. We good. But you just need to know when I'm ready to make that move, I'm gonna make it. But here's the thing, Fifth. It's when I want to do it. That's what's so great about that shit. It's when I want to do it. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Dress. Yes. 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 A game. Don't. Oh man, they love it. Oh, they love when you don't, man, when you don't rush it, man, they love that. They cream over that shit because then they start to add, well, you know, who is, why, you, man, what's going on with you and that girl? Are you, who is that? And baby, you need to chill the fuck out. It's not about you. See, this is why it ain't time for you yet because you asking about things that's none of your business. So then I walk off, got to put her in timeout a little bit, put her on the shelf a little bit. See that, guys, this is. Oh, yeah, I love the timeout, man. I love the timeout. But that's the beautiful thing. But they love the time. Guys, they love. You see, guys, y'all guys actually think that they going to be in their fucking feelings and shit. They might be, but they can't wait to see you again. They can't wait to see you. And remember, all these women are on these counters that look good or what they're doing. All day long, they deal with you guys. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest. They deal with regular average motherfuckers. So when you're more than average, you stand out because 50 and I are not trying to flood the market with dick. We withhold from the market. We already got the value in her eyes, regardless of what we're driving or what we have on, because we're saying that, you know what? You're not good enough until you show me you're good enough, or I feel that you're good enough to be able to move to the next. And I promise you guys, they can't wait to get the call up. They can't wait. Oh, they love when they get the call at 50. But we got a question right here. They can't wait, brother. Guys, you want to call in 563-999-3056. The lines are open if you guys want to call in. Oh, here you go. There ain't no more, there's no emotions. I fight too. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right. You know what? I had to post this up. See, this is the problem. This is the problem, Big Dog. 777. Look. Society is making you. Who said you a man? See, let me tell you. See, this is what's so funny about y'all motherfuckers that want to use the word man like it's a hat or a T-shirt. Men don't even fucking talk this way. So who the fuck said that you're a fucking man? You're not a man talking like this. Men do not blame shit. What part of, I want you 777 to let us know, what part of society, tell us, what part of fucking society out there is making what hard? I want you to answer that question, because this, you made the fucking weak bitch ass statement. So please, sir, answer the fucking question, because this is some bitch ass shit, man. This is crazy thinking this way. And this is why, and listen, I want to tell y'all something. This is why we don't have to do much to get women. Your woman, your wife, your girlfriend, your woman doesn't. I'm showing y'all all now. They don't. This is why y'all are too fucking average. And even though we have women, they will still fuck with us, even though they know we have somebody, because having a morsel of us supersedes what you could ever do in a lifetime. So what do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to just be with you and not have us? And remember, like we told you, Big Dog, we save marriages and relationships, because you know what? I'm kind enough to tell her to go fuck you when she doesn't want to fuck you. I'm kind enough to say, hey, you know what? Cook him something and spend some time with him. I don't want y'all messing. It's like, do I do that shit? Okay, I'll do it. I'm sorry. I'll do. You know what? I save fucking relationships. In 50, we the motherfuckers. We save relationships. So you need to thank us more for shit. Yeah, exactly. Hold your hand. Yeah, all the shit, all the young guys say, all the shit they don't want to do. Please understand this. Listen. They think that because they have us on the side or whatever, they think they're cheating. they feel guilty. I'm like, whoa, don't feel guilty. It's okay. Look. Hold his hand. Will you just do that shit? Will you just hold his hand? Will you just hug him? I mean, will you just show him a little bit of something? Because we are trying to save y'all relationships. And I know y'all, some of y'all get mad, but look, when you're average, somebody's got to be able to lead and shit. It's just how it is, man. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. I'm that guy. Right. I'm the guy. Yes. The bar. The bar. Mhm. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, and your woman, I mean, I see it all the time that, you know, you go somewhere and these women just don't even want to be around you. You go to Walmart or something and they just all over there or over there. Or they walking over here and they don't even want to be around you ass. Guys, I'm telling you, when you're a man, you got to tell them to just say, hey, calm down, goddamn. Because you know what? Every second they want to rub your back, They want to touch you. They want to make sure you're close enough. They want to reach out because they want to show the world that this is my man. Like when, like, they'll be close enough to you in proximity where they can reach out and just rub your back a little bit or smack your ass. I'm sorry, guys, they do that shit. But when they see another woman, they'll scoot a little bit closer to get up on you. Then they will mark territory at that point. And look, all we doing is like, God damn it, I want that excuse fairy cry. You know, you just doing your thing. But she's like, and this is where game comes in at and stuff. But hold on, we got another, thing. Here we go, super chat right here. Here we go. That's something that's a show that's on with a guy named Anton, but. I would tell her, yeah, the Pretty Network, yeah. See, yes. Right. Bushy shit. Well, see, this is where he's going wrong with all this. Thank you for the super chat, big dog. But we don't have to say much. Okay, listen. It usually goes like this. Why aren't you calling me? Why aren't you messaging me? Why aren't you spending time with me? What am I doing wrong? And it is that point I will give her some correction and structure, and either she's going to follow it or not. And I'm not going to run. Again, I don't run behind women. I don't care enough about them to run behind them to make them do something because I can replace them at any time. So there's nothing about getting trash because she's not that special enough for me to tell her what. Listen, she better know she's a representation of me. And if she needs to know how to cook, we're going on a field trip, I'll show her how to cook. If we need to do these things, I'll give her structure. But there's no such thing as getting trash because you're the problem. Because, again, like 50 saying, you're trying to validate. But let's get to this next one here. 50, I know you're going to get mad at this one. You'll get mad at this one. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're gonna talk on this. I know you're going to, yeah. So 50 might get upset, but I'm going to read this. He says, what is the point of this? Okay, let's just take this one bit of time. Young man, Stanley, let me say something to you. Right now, your mindset and your reality is built on soft, feminine, and emotional, okay? And because you're listening to men actually talk like men who get pussy on a daily basis, if they choose to get pussy on a daily basis, that you are looking at this the wrong way, and nor are you comprehending what we're trying to get you to see, sir. We are over here trying to get you to see and understand what game is. And to say you're laughing at a loser, excuse me, sir, nobody's laughing at a loser. The women are laughing at you motherfuckers. The women are telling us all this shit. So wait, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to cry and tell her, please be nice and leave you guys alone? What you'll learn with myself and 50 is that we have conquering mentalities. So what you feel, she feels. What a mouse feels, a cat feels, a Sasquatch, a Bigfoot, or a fucking unicorn feels is none of my fucking business, okay? So if you want to say nice agenda, Steve, like a fucking woman, go ahead. I am not here to prove myself to you. But if you hang around and get out of your fucking dumbass ego, you will learn game and realize that this is what you need to be a fucking man. And if you don't have those qualities, then you're in the wrong place. Take your fucking ass on. Fuck you. Go ahead, 50. You got this, man. Wait, 50. Oh, 50 failed. Okay, there you go. What you, 50? Well, I can't hear you, man. Yeah, okay, go ahead now. Go ahead. What would you like to say about that shit? Jesus, it's crazy. It's a guy. Women aren't even saying, wait, hold on. Do you notice the women are fucking agreeing, and yet you're the guy in the woman position? Please, I'm sorry, Pip. Go ahead, bro. Jesus Christ. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All your life. Yes. Yeah, it's just sad. Again, what's sad is the women, if you're still here, Stanley, I don't know if you're still here, but why aren't the women saying this shit and you're the one saying this shit? Something's wrong. All right, well, yeah. See, validation still learning. Oh, thank you for the 14. I was going to go, yeah, thank you. Well, that's good. As long as you're learning. Here's something, 50, that someone asked. That was interesting. And yes, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yes. bro, you know, yeah, go ahead. Hey, dog, the beautiful thing about it is, let me see if I can find, I want to upload something, but let me see here. I want to upload something, but the thing is, dude, you don't think we get hit up before Valentine's Day, after Valentine's Day, before Christmas, after Christmas, before New Year's, after New Year's, same all the holidays, birthdays, because we have solidified a moment and a memory that no other man can fucking reach. So they get in their feelings. And what will happen is sometimes it won't be the day after, the day before. It'll be a week because sometimes they're nervous. You see, what y'all understand is, okay, this is why I talk about putting the candle in the window. They can go, it's like an alcoholic, okay? He can have his little fucking coin for 5 years and all that sobriety shit. Takes one drop and he'll go back to where the fuck he's at. So what they're worried about is they think, ready, 50, they think they're strong enough now. It's been 5 or 10 years, and I'm strong enough, and I have value because they're walking all over these weak motherfuckers, and they're like, I can face them. I'm not gonna lose control anymore. I'm not gonna fall in love with them because I'm strong enough. As soon as we say hello, they're mush. It goes right. You remember, hey, Vinny, I don't know if you've seen the movie Ratatouille. I always tell them this. If you guys ever seen the movie Ratatouille, because I had kids, you know, when the food critic ate the Ratatouille fifth, he went all the way back to his childhood. So as soon as we say, what's up, girl? What's up with you? You know, like nothing. Like we just got to talk to him yesterday. It's been years, and we talked to him like it's like yesterday. They fall right back into place because what made them run away is the same thing that's going to make them come back, and that is a M-A-N, fifth. Yeah. Yes, yes. No. I'm trying to pull up a file that I want to show you. I want to kind of give you an example of some shit. Let me see if I can pull up a file. Because, all right, I had a client, right, Fifth, that was like that Stanley guy, didn't believe in himself, right? So what happened was with coaching. Now, remember, this is a woman that had over 10 to fucking 15,000 followers. Whatever, FaceChat, what is that thing? Fans only, OnlyFans and all that shit, right? So she meets him. And I want you to hear the phone call of why. This is going to answer your question. I want y'all to hear why they come back. Ready, Fifth? Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen. Here we go. Watch this, Fifth. It's crazy. Watch. Watch. Watch, here it comes. Here it goes, watch. It's deep, watch this. Watch, here it comes, watch. Here it comes. Why, here it comes. Watch. Here it comes. Fifth. Now do you see why they come back? Y'all don't understand. You see how she said? This is a woman that had thousands of guys. But what did she say? You elevated me. You took me to my, I guess, her spring. And this is why they, listen, they will always come back on their time. You can't get the drug of 50 out of your system or the drug of me out of your system when you got us in your system. Fifth, what say you on that, brother? That's a normal call. That's a normal day. Yeah, it's normal. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I wanted to grab some of these. Which one you want to grab? Grab what you need and shit. Wait, hold on, let me tell you something. Wait, Smoke. Listen, Smoke, please, Smoke. Listen, Smoke. Oh, yeah, why are you doing this? Hey, Smoke, let me tell you something. Smoke, you're dealing with you're on a man's show, okay? We're not pickup artists. We're not in a seduction community, okay? And you don't have to yell or cap what you're saying because the reason why I didn't answer you should have been your reason. We don't talk about bitch-ass guys. We're fucking men. And I'm not going to talk to you about a stupid-ass magician, all right? So can you please ask better questions about yourself versus this goofy-ass shit you're saying, big dog? It's not going to help anything with you asking that. That has nothing to do with anything. Let's keep going while we're waiting for Fifth to roll back in. Oh, Fifth. Oh, okay, never mind. Let's see here. Why not love and still be free? Create a deep connection by talking about stuff. Wait a second. I don't understand. Why not love and still be free? What are you talking about? Creating a deep connection by talking about the stuff she doesn't say to anyone. I don't know what you mean. That's not a question. Please make it a question. Okay. All right, so let's go. All right. Well, no, Smoke. All right. Anyway, let me keep going. Fuck, let me keep going. Well, this is where you need to start. You need to get with 1950, or you need to get myself or something like that to do that, okay? That's where you start. But the question is, do you actually want to start? That's the thing. It's about the behavior and the action, okay? So, Fifth, I know you want to grab some of the comments. Is there any comments that you want to grab? And hold on, Peach, I can't stop, girl, because that's the truth. You know that's the fucking truth, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, Scorpion makes some real shit. That's a real statement. If you clowns in the chat can't handle criticism from a man, women must fuck your head up. Exactly. I agree with that. That's real. Yeah, we like, yeah. Yeah, man. So, I mean, this is, guys, listen to us. I know for a lot of you guys, y'all are new to this. So please understand this. This is not us laughing at you. Hopefully it's something to wake you up and change your perspective and your reality. Right now, you don't feel that you're good enough. You're talking to men who are good enough. And in order to make the transition, we're trying to show you a language like your alphabets and your numbers of how men speak to themselves, how men feel about themselves, Fifth. So. Yeah, here's a real one. There's a real one right here. Yeah, absolutely. That is the fucking fact. That is a fucking fact. Sad thing is males will take criticism from a woman, but won't take it from another man trying to elevate them. That is some real ass shit right there, brother. That's real ass shit. That's real. Oh, yeah. Never. Why would y'all listen to a fucking woman? That is the craziest thing. That is crazy. To men. Right. And you want to know why? Because those guys think that they can fuck that woman. Because that woman just coming in with a little bit of cleavage. Yeah, right, right. Look at this up, right. Because I got a chance. yeah, shit. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Two types. Oh my God, no. He says he slept with a chick and her husband called me, asked me to please stop smashing. Should I chill or say fuck it? All right, E, look, man, listen, this is y'all's problem. Y'all guys, because y'all are so desperate, y'all will fuck anything. You fuck the bottom of the barrel, ain't shit fucking woman. See, let me tell you about women that are good. See, the women that are good know how to keep business off the street. Because they know if they don't keep business off the street, they will lose us. She had nothing to lose because you were not worth losing. So here's the thing, sir. Leave her alone. Charge it to the game, dog, because you're messing with raggedy women. Raggedy women talk too much and gossip. You want someone that's making enough cake where they need to shut their ass up and do what they do on the back end, big dog. Fifth, would say you, brother. Yeah. Yeah, she wants shit. Ain't shit. Ain't shit. Ain't shit. So you got one right here. Now, now, Joe, I want you to read that which you just wrote and look into the mirror and answer your own question, dog. They're rude to you because when they recognize your pussy is tighter than hers, she gonna walk all over you. You, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, man. Why? Wait, what do you mean be rude? Why? Wait. How is a mean mug rude? Yeah, call in. Please call in because how is a mean mug rude? Yeah, call in, big dog, because we can't answer this shit. We got to get more clarity on this shit because something's not right. What's up, brother? Right. They don't even want to call. Yeah, that's weird. But that's weird, but that's Jesus. This is it sums it up. Women are rude to other women, and they see you as a woman. And that's why they treat, because you see yourself as one. That's how you see yourself, and that's what you're reflecting. And that's why they're doing it. But again, let me tell you why. You won't even call in, big dog. You're asking a question. We're trying to help you. You won't even call in. So here's the thing. This is what I'm going to do, Joe, because I'm going to do this with love. I'm going to give you 1 minute to call into the show. If you do not call on the show in 1 minute, I'm going to go ahead and ban you from this place. You want to know why? Because I'm going to do you a favor because you really don't want help. Because you're taking our time away where we can help those that actually really want to help to talk to you where you don't want help. So you've got 1 minute. I'm going to clock you right now. You've got 1 minute to call in. If you do not call in that 1 minute, sir, you're gone. So I'm just letting you know. So this is your chance. This is be man time. Because if you don't want to be a man, we're going to force you to be a man on this show. So nut up. You've got, oh, there you go. It's almost time. Time's ticking. So I'm just letting you know. So, Joe, you better come on in. You've got, hey, guys, we're counting it down. Joe, we're waiting on you. Joe, all right, we're counting it down. I'm telling you, Joe, we always let you know, Joe. We say we're doing this with love. All right, Joe, you're down to 20. It'll be 20 seconds. Joe, 20 seconds, Joe. Wait. Now you got 20 seconds, Joe. Joe, come on. Call in, Joe, because this is what we're saying. Well, yeah, we need to check that. Or if not, we're going to let you go because, okay, 10, 9, 8. Come on, Joe. Come on. If you don't call in, brother, then you better just jump out because this is the – yeah, Joe, yeah. No, I'll do it. I'll be happy to do it. Yeah. Wait, Joe popped in? Wait, what did Joe say? Hold on, what did Joe say? Did he just say my phone is with my girl? Dog, hold the fuck. All right, Joe. Hey, Joe, listen. Joe, this is not Joe. Joe, this is not for you. Joe, this is not the class for Joe. This is Joe. You need to go two doors down to the right, out the door, get on a donkey to grab a horse, to get on a boat, to get on a plane, to get on a shuttle, and shuttle your ass to the nebula and go that way. You're in the wrong solar system, brother. So for that reason, Joe, you take care of yourself and good luck in your endeavors with your girl, brother. We can't help you, big dog. Peace, man. You're gone, man. We gotta let you go, buddy. We gotta let you go. Talking about my girl, my phone. My girl got his phone, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, man. Brother Allen, if you want me to call, just give me your number. Send me your number to manmindset@gmail.com, and I'll call you on my Skype. I have no problem calling you. I will call you. That's what men do. If you actually want to talk, we got you. But one thing we take seriously here is to help. Yeah, we want to help you guys. We don't want to play around. Y'all, see, the thing is that do you guys, only the few of you that are listening to us, do you understand how easy you can win? What the fuck is that? Do you understand how easy you can win when you change what you are? and you don't have to be like those 98% of those other guys, and how women will cling to you because they want guidance from you. They will fuck you faster. They will submit faster, and they will do all the shit in porn that you jerk off to absolutely free. You don't have to pay anything. But hey, who wants that life? Who wants to be a man? I mean, why be a man? Okay. When does the show end? The show ends when it ends. Why are you asking? Come on, man. All right, Ted, let me show you why you're lying, Ted. But, Ted, you said you want that life. So as a man, I'm going to hold you to that life, Ted. You've got you got 1 minute starting now to call into the show, Ted. Because if you say you want the life, Ted, then your mindset must be in line with your behavior. So if you want the life, call in and ask a question about your life. But if you don't want that life, then you're lying to me. And that's the problem. See, y'all are not. See, here's the thing about this show. We're going to hold you to a standard. We're going to hold you to a standard. And if you don't want to live to that standard, we're going to let you go. So come on. We're waiting for you to call in, Ted. Call in. You said you want that life. So if you want that life, you'll call in. We'll bring you in and we'll chop it up. Okay, sir? And if you don't do it in another 15 seconds, I'm going to let you go. And listen, guys, and I'm not being mean, but I'm trying to show you life lessons. If you say you want something and your behavior does not match the thought, then you're fantasizing, lying to yourself, and daydreaming. So, Ted, here's your opportunity. I say Ted called in. Motherfucker. Ted, is this you, Ted?
Yes, sir.
Motherfucking Ted. Wait, you can't hear him? Ted, can you say something? Let me say something. Hold on. Ted, you can't hear,
hello?
Right? Wait, you can't hear Fifth? You can't hear that? Okay, I can hear that, but you can't hear that, right? All right. I got a fit. I just put my new Rodecaster in, so I had to test it out anyway. So, all right. But everyone can't hear it. All right. Well, Ted, you're good. Ted, ask your question. Hang up, and we'll answer it, because I'm working on my new Rodecaster. So what's your question, Ted?
I just want to know, like, how do I find my purpose and to become a better man?
Okay. All right, Ted, I'm going to answer. I'm going to throw you back in, Ted. Well, good call. We'll answer it. Ted wanted to know, how can he find himself and be a better man, 1950? Absolutely. I totally agree. But no, Ted, we appreciate that. God damn it. Now the phones are calling. See, now I got to. Damn, I figured this out. I'm gonna figure this out. Hold on, wait. 443. I'm gonna call back into the show the way I know how to do it. I got this shit covered. I know. Don't judge me. 443. What's your question? And I'm gonna reset the show. But 443. What's your question, brother? And I got you.
How you doing? How you doing? I just wanted to know. I got into a situation with a girl, and I just wanted to know, How do I break it off with her without being rude?
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, call back. He got in a situation with a girl. He wants to know how to break it off with her without being rude. All right, 443. Hold on. Yeah, call back. I'm going to set the line. Hold on. Call right back, 443. Give me a second. Let me do this shit real quick. Let me do this cake-ass shit and stuff. But, yeah, go ahead. All right, Phil, hold on. All right, let me check this out real quick. All right, 443, can you hear? Hey, Phil, say something, 443.
Yeah, hello.
You hear him, Biff? You still can't hear him?
Yeah, y'all can hear me?
No, you can't hear, but okay. What the fuck? How the fuck can you not hear him? Hold on a second.
Hello?
I got that shit turned on. Hold on a second. Let me do something. Hold on, man. Hold on, 443. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me try some MacGyver type shit. All right, say something, 443.
Hello, you can hear me?
No, cannot. No fluctuation. Let me try this. Say something now, 443.
Hello?
Motherfucker.
Hello?
Hold on. No, I can't hear you. Okay, we can't hear you. Okay, don't worry. I'm still working on this. I just popped this new thing out, and you got to excuse me. I didn't know it was going to act like a motherfucking thing. I got that new. Hold on, 443. Keep talking, Fiff. I'm working on this. I got that new, but I'm going to fix that shit. Keep talking. Hold on, caller. Yeah. I'm just trying. Yeah. Because this, yeah. Matter of fact, I'll do it like this. Watch this. Watch how I do this shit. Yeah, I got new technology, but that's how I can do this shit. Let me see and figure this shit out. All right. 443, what I'm going to do is this. Watch how I do this shit. All right, watch this. Hold on a second. All right, 443, you there, big dog?
Yeah, y'all got me?
All right, I'm about to call you on my Skype. All right, I see your number, gotcha. I'm going to call you. And wait, don't hang up yet. Let me get this cake-ass shit. Then I bet you we can hear your ass at that time, Fiff. Fix this motherfucking shit. All right, hold on, stay right there. I apologize. I'm just breaking in my new toy, so let me see. Let me just bring this up. And it's about to call you. If you can't hear this shit, I don't know. Hey, Fiff, can you hear me pressing these buttons? You can't even hear me press the buttons? Hold on, let me see something. The fuck? Say something, Fiff. I'm getting fluctuation. I can hear you, but you can't hear me. You can hear that? You don't even hear. That's not. That's something. This Rodecaster motherfucker. All right. Anyway, 443. What? We'll get to your question in 1 second. Hold on. I'm trying to see. Wait. 916. Hold on. Where's your question? So, ask your question again, and I'll just say. So you're dealing with a whirlwind, and you want to know how to break it off with it, right?
Yeah, I want to know what's the best way to tell her that, like.
He wants to know what's the best way to tell her.
Tell
what,
her off
that it's over?
Without being rude.
Okay, he wants to break it off without being rude. Hold on, 443. 50 will talk about it in the chat. He wants. Go ahead.
You know, I got an echo now.
So is it an echo for me?
Yeah, I don't know. Nah, it's good now. It's no echo.
Oh, it's gone? Okay. All right. So, shit, let me see.
A modern cult by contrast.
You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
You heard that where he says a modern cult?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. 916, say something.
Hello?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it now.
Fix that motherfucker, bitch. all right. Thank you. Now, wait, hold on, 916. Stay right there, okay, buddy? Stay right there, okay?
Hold on one second.
Don't go nowhere. But no, let's go ahead and answer your question. Then we'll get to 443. What's your question, brother? Then we'll get to 443. What's your question?
So you can hear me, right?
Yeah. We all hear.
Yeah,
everybody can hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're good.
Okay.
Yes. Good.
My name is Michael. But to go off of what 1950 was saying. Hello, guys. I feel like I'm dealing with an issue with my girl. Well, it's more of a mental issue with myself. I feel like I'm a people pleaser, and I feel like, you know, I don't really know myself too much, and I'm dealing with, like, a lot, and I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying to get over that, you know what I mean? Like, there's moments in my life where, like, I just, like, kind of break down and shut off, and, like, you know, I don't really feel like talking to her or something. And I feel like that's just, like, something with me. I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like I'm a people pleaser. I'm not really, like, getting to know myself too much.
So,
and I want to, like, you know, get into that.
So if you understand that you're a people pleaser, you know that's wrong, right?
Hell yeah.
So why do you accept that wrong inside of you? Why do you allow that to be something that you're comfortable walking around with every day? How can you wake up knowing that you're allowing this feeling inside of yourself. You're disappointing yourself. You're going against yourself.
Right. It's because, I guess I'm afraid that I have, this weird traumatic feeling from maybe when I was a kid. And, yeah, I'm an adult. There should be no excuse. But, I have this, traumatic feeling of, I guess kind of hurting people's feelings or disappointing people. And I guess it sticks with me, even till today or whatever. And I'm fighting it off, but, it just hurts to, I guess. It hurts to, go against something I was taught growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I was taught that men, we're never concerned about somebody else's feelings.
Yeah, fuck that.
I mean, that's a woman's deal. They're nurturing, they're caring, they're loving. So you really adopted, a woman's mind frame in regards of how you move as a man. You shouldn't give two fucks about somebody else's feelings.
Yeah, because if you're doing that, you're giving them more control over you, big guy. You're letting them dictate how you move and think because you're too busy worrying about them and trying to please them versus trying to please yourself. Does that make any sense, man?
No, that makes 100 sense. And just to, give y'all more information, with my girl, for some reason, when I want to, sit down and play my game, I feel bad for leaving her because I know how much she wants to be around
feel
me. She wants to be around me, and I feel hella bad because I'm like, I want to go do my own thing, and I don't know why it's so heavy on me. You know what I mean?
Nah.
I don't understand that.
No, when you're playing your games and you're doing it right, they'll come by you and ask you, do you need anything to drink? They'll come by and ask you, need anything to eat? They'll come by and give you a kiss on your cheek. They'll sit by you, even when I was gaming, I would even when I was smashing women, I'd bring my video games because I'm gaming, dog. I'm playing it, and she can work and do everything she wants. I'm on my game, but I'm right there in reach. She can come over there and hug me, kiss me, and do things for me.
PS5 in the back.
I got my PS5 right over there, motherfucker. But I don't want
that.
Play it like a motherfucker. Xbox for life, baby. But anyway, I'm just saying that you're in the feminine, unfortunately, because you're too worried about her. She's got to. See, that's what I'm saying. They've got to understand you before they make decisions, and you should show them all of you. Because I'm a nerd, I'm a geek, I'm a sci-fi motherfucker. I'm nerdy and geeky. I watch all sci-fi stuff. The Boys. I watch anything sci-fi, Vikings, and all that stuff. And I play video games. So you're going to have to accept that because I don't do this. Well, that's so immature. And why do you? I don't do that. Listen, you're going to accept me for what I am. Because here's the thing: as a man, I'm going to accept you for what you are right now. Until my structure, I'm going to change all that eventually. All that shit's going to go because remember, her acceptance of herself is based off of what? The average guy. So that means that's why she has low self-worth. That's why she has low self-esteem because all she's been around is a bunch of low self-worth, low self-esteem individuals. So I know I'm going to correct that behavior and I'm going to change her. But first off, is that if I feel like you're judging me for the life that I have, and I'm not trying to prove anything to you, you're gone. Fifth, what say you on that, brother?
And I just, for me, it's more of your own life.
Yeah, yeah.
What about your own life?
Right.
I never wanted a Velcro woman. I never wanted a motherfucker just on me, everywhere. So you need to maintain boundaries. And then you got to understand, it's not your job to make her happy.
Yes,
she needs
to
be happy on her own. Two happy people come together to have a happy relationship. And so it's not your job. So if she's feeling the way, she needs to find something to do. How about you give her some duties? Hey, I'm going to so what I need for you to do is I need you to go ahead and prepare lunch. And I like 3 cubes in my cup. I like mayonnaise on both sides of the bread. I want spicy mustard. And I want to cut diagonally. I don't want it right in the middle. There's something about right in the middle. I want my shit diagonally.
Hey, Viv, I want the crust cut off.
Yeah,
cut the crust.
Cut the crust. I like the crust toasted a little bit. You need to put it in there before you put the mayonnaise on. You give her duties in order for her to feel fulfilled.
Yes.
You're not fulfilling her, man. You're not mentally fulfilling her, and that's why she feels the need that she needs to be all over you all the time.
You know where they love when they hear I'm gaming when I was a whore was because that gave them the excuse to come over. Well, you know, I'm going to come over. Oh, you're gaming? Okay. Well, you know what? I know there's a dish. Yeah, it could be one dish in the sink. But you know what? Let me go ahead and just come over and tidy up a little bit. My shit's already tidy. You know, but see, the tidy to a woman is dusting. See, y'all don't understand. Just because your crib is tight and well, like, everything's nice, they will come in and actually fucking clean. And when I'm saying clean, I'm talking about dusting. With a thing, wiping corners of the fucking window, spraying window.
I need the white glove, though.
Yeah, the white glove. Right. I'm just saying.
I'm coming with the white glove after. I'm going to put my glove right up under the window sill. And I want to look up at it. And I want to turn it back over to her face, just like this. And I want to say, hey, you missed me, son. I'm disappointed.
Oh my God, I'm fucking disappointed.
This right here is unacceptable. If there's dust, grime, and dirt up under here, that means you don't give a fuck about completing what I asked you to do. It needs to get better. And then also, while you're making lunch, you need to be cutting onions and bell peppers for dinner.
Like, right.
It needs to be, you need to get started. There's always something for her to do. You haven't fulfilled her in order for her to do these things. See, while you're on the game, there's several things she can do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So what direction do you give her in the house, or what do you tell her to do?
I really just be like, because we kind of do the same thing. I kind of just, we clean up together, really.
There it is. We can do the same thing. What the fuck is that?
What is that? We clean up together? What, do y'all hold hands?
Listen, look.
I'm saying, brother, have you ever had it when you're playing your games and they just start rubbing your back or just getting a chair, grabbing your leg and putting it on their lap just to rub your feet and just look at the game? And like, oh, look out, baby. Y'all don't have that. Or when they bring your plate to you and your drink to you and give you a kiss and say, is there anything you need, let me know. This is what the fuck I'm talking about. This is the part of the game. But you can't do that when you're like, well, gee, honey, can we? You the motherfucker on the boat, right? You're doing the rowing, and that bitch has got an umbrella like this twirling that shit, man. You got to get off that shit.
Or make it more of a sexual thing, too. Like, hey, so when I'm a, you know, when I'm playing my WWE 2K20, I win this match. I'm going to teabag you right here. What I want you to know is I want you to be ready for this teabag. So this is why I want you to go in there and throw on, okay? Because I'm going to win this match. Then if I lose this match, this is what we're going to do.
Or last but not least, because we got to grab other calls, caller. You don't think they're going to unzip your pants while you're playing just to try to distract you, walk around naked in front of you? I mean, they will ask the fun part about all this stuff. Have you ever had her or take her to Party City and give her a French maid outfit with the back cut out or some shit like that and let her walk around cleaning the fucking house with no clothes on and maybe just a little apron on and shit? You don't have to ask for that shit. They will want to do that shit. But you're not looking at this the right way, brother. But we got to grab some other calls, okay, big dog?
And I get that, yeah. Thank you.
I respect you. We'll throw you back in. All right, 443, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. What's up with you? And then, Alien, we'll call you next. What's going on, 443?
What's going on, fellas? I just wanted to ask a quick question real quick. How do you necessarily break it off with a girl that you haven't really been sexual with, but you don't want to be rude to her because she keeps on like trying to hit you up and stuff like that? So I just want to know, like, what's the best way to really go about doing that?
So what do you mean you haven't been sexual with her?
What happened was this was like before I like started like view you guys' content or whatever and like learning about game or whatever. So what happened was, like, the previous caller was, like, saying, like, about the nice guy thing. I was too nice to her, and I got stuck in a friend zone. And what happened was, you know, I'm clearly, like, totally past the point where, like, she sees me as, like, a sexual option, but she, like, keeps hitting me up, and, like, we're in the same friend group, so I kind of don't want to be rude to her, but I know, like, if she hits me up, it's, like, it's not going to go where I want it to go, so, you know, I kind of don't want to, like, pursue her no more.
So did you smash or not?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So what, even if you did, how long have you been talking to this girl?
It's been about probably like a year.
Oh.
Since we've been like hanging out.
Right, so this is what we're going to do. You really want to dump her?
You said, do I really what?
Wait, before we dump, let me ask one question. Before you dump her, let me ask you a question. Why are you wanting to dump her? Because she ain't fucking you? Or why? Where's the dump coming from?
I mean, the dump, it's not really like a dump because, like, we're not really together, but, like, I just want to, like, tell her that, you know, I kind of don't want to, like, kick it with her.
All right, but wait. Before we dump, what we want to do is we want to call her right now, and we want to let her know that, you know what, I'm free. What's today's day? Because I don't keep times. So what's today? We're on a Thursday. Any Thursday? Okay. So I'm free either today or tomorrow at this time, and I want you to come over to my place. You ready to call her and tell her?
But I already know it's not going to go that way. Like, I already tried to do all that stuff.
You don't know. Why do y'all surface dwellers think that you could talk man? You're going to start talking to her. So call her up and say, I'm free Saturday. And I want you to come over. Now listen.
And this is what you're gonna say. You want exactly what Steve just said, but you need a preference. You need to speak like a man, though. Don't call TikTok. Hey, how you doing? No, your voice. All that needs to step up. Needs to change right away.
Right? Yeah. Hey.
So what you need to do is you need to call her, and you need to say, hey, this is what's going on.
Right.
I need you to come over, and I need this from you.
Right.
And I need you to come with this.
Right.
You get what I'm saying, caller?
And if she says no, then that's when you say, you know what? You're good. We're good. I don't want to waste my time or your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let her go. But you can't.
Her only excuse better be the time of the month.
All right. So call her right now. You ready?
I already been through that phase with her.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you.
It was
one last time. Are you ready? Yes or no?
Because you called in and told me that this is what you wanted to do, and now you don't want to do it?
You say you want to do it. Why don't you ask, like, a man for what the fuck you want? Why are you like,
well, I don't know. I guess I see. I mean, I called her one time, Steven, and, you know, she actually, I mean, I didn't do it the way you're supposed to do it, Steven, but I'm trying to do it my way. My way's supposed to work, and not your way.
Dude. Motherfucker, are you gonna do it or not, motherfucker? Yes or no?
Nah, I'm not.
He's afraid. And this is a prime example.
Yes.
He's
yes.
afraid to lose the woman.
Yes.
He's afraid
yes.
to lose the woman. He is scared to ask. He's scared to tell her what he wants, and he's afraid to lose the woman.
And this is exactly what we're talking about, all you guys out there. See, he's trying to talk about breaking up with her. He can't even ask for what he wants. And he ain't even man enough to dismiss her as if she says no. And he keeps saying, well, I keep asking her. Motherfucker, see, this is what I keep telling y'all. This is, guys, listen to me, y'all. And we're bringing the next caller in. Guys, listen. This is why y'all guys can win. This is what women deal with all day. This, all you got to do is come across the street to where the men are. And you can take all these motherfucking women. Listen mm-hmm. to how soft they are, how scared they are. Do you mm-hmm. understand a woman, no matter how good she look, when she get around a man, she's going to fucking submit because you know what?
She we're falls rare. Around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Let's bring in this next caller. Area code 202 DC. You better represent us, man. 202, what's up, brother? What's your question?
How's it going, guys? You can hear me?
Yeah, we got you, brother.
Got you. My question is, why do I suck at communicating with females when it comes to just having a date or anything like that?
What do you mean why you suck?
Like I just don't know what to say. I get nervous.
Wait.
Think about a lot of bullshit.
Are you in the 80s, they used to have this thing called Valley Girls. Are you in the Valley? So you speak like, so that's how you talk? Like this, like tole, like this, like that? Is that how you talk?
No, not that often.
So if you don't talk that way, then why are you talking that way now?
Well, I don't get what you're saying.
Okay, count
right,
to
so
five.
This is what,
hold on real
this,
quick. Hold on one second. Okay. Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So did you say like 1, like 2, like 3, like 4, like 5?
No.
Do you see the difference in what you have said before to what you said right there? Go ahead, Fred. You got it.
You
so, what he's saying is you're not speaking with any type of conviction, right? You're not speaking directly towards the things that you want anyway. So this is why you're failing when you're talking to women. You don't know how to talk to them. You're talking with them. And that's a difference. And this is why you are struggling, because you're not speaking like a man like you're supposed to, like you have a sense of a direction, a sense of understanding about yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does make sense. I see what you're saying.
Okay. So are you talking to women now, or are you trying to talk to women?
I'm trying to talk to women. I use dating apps, but whenever I get their number and try to do a phone call, I just freeze. I always try to talk to them, try to get better.
Why do you hate yourself? Why are you getting their number? Call her.
To meet up.
But call. Okay, listen to me. You missed it. Please.
Okay.
If you're a man, a king, a god, and a warrior, why would you belittle yourself to beg an insecure, low self-esteem, low self-worth woman her fucking beg for a number? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you tell her to call you? Structure.
Okay.
That's your first
okay.
step. You're worshiping women way too much, because all you're doing is making it about women. But hold on, watch this. You said you want to talk to these women on the ass what? To fuck, right? Right?
Yeah, correct.
So why don't you just tell the bitch, instead of doing that, why don't you just say, hey, let's fuck? If that's all you want to do, why beat around the bush? Why not just tell her let's fuck and get it over with, so she can look at you like you're a weird, creepy motherfucker?
100%. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, no, you don't understand what I'm saying. Why? You want to know why? Wait, I want to explain why. This is what you service wants to understand. It's okay to want to fuck. That's not the problem. The problem is it's the after I want to fuck. Because now you're looking at how do I pander, how do I kiss her ass, how do I prove myself and beg for pussy. So once you do that, you got her written space in your mind. That's where you lose. It's okay to want to fuck, but what are you doing to fuck versus kissing her fucking ass?
So what would the right way look like?
The right way to look like is she's got to show me why she's worth my time. See, here's the thing. Okay. You guys think it is going to be your clothes, your cars, and all that other stuff to get some pussy, okay? What gets you the pussy is the man that can tell the woman, like 50's always saying, be straight up, clear, concise, transparent, not beat around the bush, and then start to ask yourself the question, okay, she's sexy, but what the fuck does she do? What is sexy to you, sir? When you see a woman, do you say she's sexy and beautiful, desirable and cute? You say those things? She's attractive? You say those things?
Yes, I would.
You know what I say? I say that's a woman, but I'm sexy, cute, attractive, desirable, and wanted. And that means she's got to show me through her fucking behaviors what sexy, cute, adorable, and attractive is. You're giving someone fruit who has not even proven anything. What? Because she wears her makeup right? Because she wears tight clothes right? Because she knows how to put her weave on right? See, this is where y'all go wrong. You're giving flowers to somebody that is hiding their insecurities, their low self-worth and low self-esteem behind makeup. And yet you're falling in love with the mirage. That's not fucking her. Jeez, right now, most of these women are either watching the Lifetime channel. Oh, my God. What's that noise, man? Turn me down in the background. You turn this shit. God damn it, dude. Most of these motherfucking women are fucking either playing with their cat kick vittles, they're either reading a goddamn book, drinking wine, watching the Weed Channel, or fucking crying their fucking feelings out all goddamn day, realizing I ain't special. And then you want to know how they get special? They go on Instagram or Facebook, and all they do is make a duck face in the fucking kitchen in the bathroom to get all you suckers.
Show a little cleavage.
Yeah, to show a little cleavage to get all you suckers to kiss their motherfucking asses.
That's crazy because, you know, like, men don't even understand that. They move around as if they're not the prize. You know, everything they do in life is to go against what you're supposed to be doing as a man. Like, dude, like, you are the guy. And if you don't feel that way, then what you're doing is what you're saying is that you're going to make her feel that way by you doing things that she don't even want you to do. She wants leadership. She wants for you to give her direction. She wants you to give her some duties in life. You're not doing none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that you just sit around thinking of ways in order to better her life.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of you putting in time and effort into bettering you. It's disgusting.
You know what turns them on is when you say no. What turns them on is when you have a foot in the door. What turns them on is when you say, you all right, you okay, but you ain't fucking special because I can meet a million of you out there. And this is This is no knock on women. This is not us trying to bash women or being mean to women. We're just saying that you're not valuable enough to me until you show me value, until you can do things to get my attention. See, Carla, you're not even doing this. You're not even asking yourself this question. What is she going to do to be worth my attention? What is she going to do to be worth my time? What is she going to do to be worth my respect? And then what is she going to do to me with the dick? Your problem is you're flooding the market with dick, meaning that's why they don't want to fuck with you guys because they can't – listen, all these women on these panels that's listening to us, they know they can call any of you weak motherfuckers and get some whack dick. But you want to know why they ain't fucking with y'all? Because there's nothing to it. If you are soft on the outside, you're going to be a soft motherfucker in the bedroom. That's why they ain't fucking with you. But we're trying to show you we withhold the dick from the market to give us more value because the guy that's getting pussy doesn't run behind pussy. That gets more pussy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm talking about right here. Just look at this comment. It says, I've never had a man give me a list of things to clean around the house. If they did, I will do it wholeheartedly.
You goddamn right.
But you better reward me after like a good little puppy.
You goddamn right. You right.
You damn right.
Motherfucking right.
That's the secret. A lot of you men don't know that women want that.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. You wee bitch ass men. I mean, your internal thoughts is what can I do to make her just do this or do that? And what if she can please give me a piece of that attention or pussy that she gives to other men that, you know, that she just gets dominated by that mean guy that comes over and smashes her every now and then. Can I get a little of that? That's what I want. You bitch, man. This is how y'all live.
Yeah.
It must be tough to be a bitch. I'm telling you, that lifestyle, bitch, the bitch lifestyle, that ain't for me, man. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
You guys, some of y'all do it with a smile on your face too. That's even worse.
Y'all,
you know what I mean?
Y'all don't even use what I call the detective. You don't even ask yourself why her. What is it about her?
Yeah.
All you look at is the mirage that, see, this is how they get y'all with that Hansel and Gretel type shit. You see this fucking gingerbread house-ass body that you fall for, and then she says, come on inside, motherfucker, and then she got you. Then you're her bitch, and she ain't even going to give you any pussy. They're not. Listen. All these women you see on Facebook and you see on that, like that pineapple show, I was talking about that shit as well, 50. All these shows, all these women are sitting around knocking guys left and right. They're fucking somebody for free. Listen to me. They are giving the pussy away to somebody for free because that motherfucker said, you know what? You ain't special. You ain't important. But if you don't shut your goddamn ass up, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you, pull your hair, smack your motherfucking ass, and make you beg for this motherfucking dick. And see, that's the attitude you got to have, man. You can't be like, well, is it okay if we Netflix and chill?
Right.
Yeah, is it okay? Let's be friends. Let's talk. Yeah,
please.
Right, please. You know, 50, you don't even sound right saying that.
That's because I haven't said it in years. I'm rusty saying it and shit. Please and can I. Please and can I. It's not in my fucking vocabulary. That's why y'all, I always try to tell men, like, if your woman got hella old clothes, that's on you, right? Let me tell you why. She's supposed to be wearing shit that you can rip off of her.
Yep.
You know, this is what I'm saying. The mentality of you, she needs to understand and know these things, man, the aggression of you. But y'all men are just bitch-ass men.
And
this way you move, I can see why y'all get dogged and finessed. And I can see why this happens.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, and you know what? She should be Mission Impossible. When you are in the shower or something, or you going to scratch your nuts, she should be like, doop, 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 and roll off the bed and crawl her ass on the floor till she get in your closet to get a little camera to take the photos of the size of your shirt, to get the photos of the size of your shoes, to get a photo shot of all the clothes and jewelry that you have or whatever, to go back home, process the information to figure out what gift she's going to bring you. See, y'all guys have never imagined a world where you don't have to do nothing but show the fuck up, and a woman will give you everything. They will pay. They will spend. Remember, they don't spend. See, women are smart enough not to spend their money because they got so many bank accounts all over the world to pay for all their shit. I'm saying she
live
goes,
ones.
Right.
Live ones that walk around.
Live ones that walk around. Right. Right. Exactly.
They're walking around right now and shit.
Right.
Watching TV and playing video games and shit. They're playing video games and shit. They do all type of shit, man.
I'm just saying, man. This is how y'all win, dog. It's a whole different ball game when you learn game because your perspective is you're saying, wow, I just want to get some pussy, which is okay. But the problem is how you're going about doing it is where you fuck up. We say, all right, wow, but wait a second. What about her is special? Now we got to sit and we got to chop it up because you don't get your fucking foot in the door because you got a nice ass and a set of titties. No, you got to get your foot in the door because remember, like a good job, there are several interview processes that you must have before you get that job. You might have to go through 3 interview processes and then sit in a boardroom around a bunch of motherfuckers. It's always levels because the building of 1950 and the building of Steve motherfucking Williams, that is the expectation. You just can't come in. And this goes back to showing you why we say, you know what? I ain't going to fuck you yet. You know what? I know I can fuck you right now, but I ain't going to fuck you right now. I'm going to fuck you later. I'm going to fuck you later. To be announced like I used to do on TV. Piff?
Yeah, man. And like I said, we can't state it enough about how you need to understand what you bring in the world is unique and special as a man. There's something inside of you that has not been touched, meaning you don't even know it exists, and you just move in bitch. You move in, and everything you do is being in the reverse role. You're submissive, you know.
Right.
All you do is listen to duties and demands, and you know this is how you live your life, man. And it's fucking rough, and I don't know how y'all do it, but there are so many women out there looking for bitch ass men to play around with, and then they go and find men like us on this panel, and then they brag to their friends about how bitch you are.
Oh,
you know, they talk about you all the time. Trust me, you're the person that they talk about all the time. You're the bitch.
Right.
You're the internal bitch that they say, you know what? Yeah, I got this one. You know, I want to go to this concert, but I want to go with my friend, but I'm going to have him buy the tickets.
Right.
You know, you're the ticket buyer. You're the guy who picks up loaf of bread. You know, you're the guy that Instacarts groceries. You're that guy. That's who you are, and you know it. In your head, you know I'm talking to you.
Right.
And because you done it, you have no standards and morals to yourself, so you allow these people to do things to you.
Caller, let me ask
you. Well, look here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yo, caller, can I ask you a question? Caller, real quick, because we got to grab one more call. Caller, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
What? Tell me, when you were small, did you eat bologna sandwiches? When you were small, remember that fucking bologna that, like, stuck to the roof of your fucking throat and shit that your mom, like,
yeah,
made for you with nice little cheese and a maybe
fried
some, it. Well, you got
bubbled
fried,
up
right,
in the middle. Yeah.
So you had bologna sandwiches, am I correct? So I want to ask you a question. Tell me about your first experience eating a T-bone steak. What was that like?
I was just sticking in my teeth, upper top of my teeth.
I'm saying when your first experience eating a T-bone steak, did you compare the steak to the bologna, realizing that, oh my God, I've been eating fucking the wrong shit. You see what I'm saying? Have you remember that? You see what I'm saying,
yeah,
caller?
Yeah.
All right, so this is where I'm bringing this shit around. Now listen to me. What if I told you that most, if all women on this fucking rock that you call Earth are eating bologna sandwiches every fucking day, all their life, since elementary school, high school, junior high school, and college. What if they taste your steak? It's a game changer. You have to understand this is we're giving guys an opportunity to be in an echelon, a different upper echelon of men, where when they taste the steak, they're never going back to the bologna, I'm telling you. And if they go back to the bologna, it's because they just want to be married. They just want that ring, that wedding, that house, that 2.5 kids, the dog in the, with a pie in the window and a goddamn dog in a white fucking picket fence. But they will still want that steak. They will still crave that steak. And they will still, no matter what, whenever that steak come a-calling, or if that steak doesn't come a-calling, they will go find that steak. This is what we're trying to tell you guys out here. You have an advantage that these regular guys don't have. These women want – listen, here's the best part about 50. These women don't even know there's such thing as a steak. Well, this is what I'm saying, guys.
Yeah, no clue.
They have. What have I told you, caller? They
don't even know
right,
like
what a steak is.
Going
right
down to their stomach.
Yes, they don't even know what a steak is because they think all they do is change the bologna. They may add cheese to the bologna. They may add a fucking piece of tomato to the bologna. They might add some lettuce to the bologna. But it's still a fucking bologna sandwich at the end of the day. They have never experienced a steak ever. So what do you think they're going to act like? Like, you remember when you had your first steak? You probably said, man, fuck that bologna, right?
Yeah.
That nice T-bone steak, that porterhouse motherfucking thing, that big-ass steak.
Not going back.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
These women have never had that before. They don't even realize. Y'all, think about all their lives. They've been dealing with bologna guys. That's it. So what do you think
so
their mindset?
If I'm committed to change, like what steps can I take?
By making the change, you got me or 1950. You got to be able to become a student of the game. You can't.
You got to get that bitch out of you. I can hear it in your voice.
And that's what we'll do. We'll get that shit out of you, because we're gonna get you a below a fucking steak ass mindset where you're gonna be like, guess what? Go back to them baloney motherfuckers. I don't need your ass. How could you talk to me like that? You fucking asshole. And then she be like, hey, what you doing? Can I come see you? Can we talk? And then when she say, can we talk, that means can we fuck? Can I give you some pussy to show you I'm sorry for disrespecting you? And can I get back in your good graces by letting you fuck this motherfucking pussy? But see, they won't tell you that shit. Begging for that shit. All right,
okay.
You see what I'm saying, brother? Okay?
Yeah, Steve. Thank you, man.
Start with the first step, man.
All right, big guy. So we got to grab one more call, okay, brother? But we appreciate the call, okay?
All right, thanks, dude.
All right, respect to you. Stand up, man. Stand up. All right, let me call this guy on Skype. He's in another state, so let me call him. Can you hear that? 50, you can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Is this motherfucker going to answer his fucking phone? Oh. All right, where you calling from, man?
Hello, Cyprus. I'm in Greece at the moment.
You're in Greece?
Can you hear me?
You're in Greece.
No, yeah.
Okay. What is your question?
First of all, I would like to thank you, Steve, because I've changed since I started watching your live streams a few months ago. And
you haven't changed.
It had never occurred to me how important it is to be a man, like...
Yeah, but
the
okay,
caller.
This sob story.
This sob, yeah, you're not changing.
Bitch.
You can't talk that way, dog. All right, you can't talk that way. Okay, so but what's your question, brother? I appreciate the love, but what's your question, man? What's up?
Well, my question is about love. What is love to you, Steve?
Fuck love. Love. Wait. No, let me tell you love. Hold on. I'm going to tell you what love is. Hold on. Let me tell you what love is. Hey, caller. Listen, caller.
Yeah.
I love...
That shit is funny, man.
I love her hips and her thighs. I love the curve of that round ass. I love when you hit it from the back, the ripples that move when you're hitting that ass. I love the way she cooks. I love the way she cleans. I love the way she serves me. But here's the thing, motherfucker, my friend. I love myself that much motherfucking more, so I don't give a fuck what she brings to my table. You got to get out of this love shit, caller. Why are you wanting... What is this love shit, man?
Grief.
What is this love thing? Well, why do you care about love?
They're sipping wine out there, and it's just fucking romantic.
Everything.
I want to understand what love is to you, and
it's not what love is to us.
Love is acts of love is catering. That's love.
Yes.
I need to be catered to.
Love is taking care of me.
Taken care of.
Yes.
And the number one thing is fucking listening.
But like you say something a lot, and. It used to sound a bit harsh to me, but I've come to realize how important it is and how beautiful it is to let her free, like to not be pushy at all, to like state what you want clearly and then just let her choose for herself without
assisting
or anything.
Because I have nothing to lose. I don't listen, brother.
So let me just write there for finessing in Greece, huh? That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
they're out there finessing bitch ass.
But that's like in my eyes, that's in a way love, like true love. You let the person free.
No, that's love. That is saying I don't give a fuck about you. See, you're taking love for the wrong thing. Stop being the hero and think about the villain. I don't need your fucking love. I'm going to get it. Listen, I'm sorry. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want you to like me. I want you to be attracted to me. And I don't want to be your fucking friend. I don't want you to fall in love with me. That's going to happen because who the fuck I am. I don't want those things, but they're going to happen. But whether it happens or not, it's none of my fucking business because I'm all out for me. I'm for me, me, me. I am out to conquer, and I'm out to let her know that this is what the fuck I'm going to do, and you can you make the choice because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. So you can never say I tried to manipulate you, lie, or deceive you like these baloney-ass motherfuckers do. Fifth, what you got on that, man?
I don't know if he can hear me, but if you got to get your bitch out of you, man. What I mean by that is just how you called in, like somebody was holding you from the back. Like you don't even speak. Like, I don't need you to speak all aggressive, but like the conviction. And so this is what I'm saying. I know if you can't tell us this, you're not going to tell a woman that you are fucking attracted to fucking go to fucking hell if she's fucking tripping.
I can't hear you.
You don't.
Wait, can you hear
what?
Can you hear what he's saying?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear
That's
him.
All I'm saying.
Okay.
You see,
okay.
Don't worry about it, Steve. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, look, Carl, we'll let you go. But is there any other questions that you have?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, you have a good one. Thank you, Ellie. Appreciate it. Well, hold on. Let me say something. Wait. I don't say we disagree. I guess he ain't talking to us. I guess he's talking to them over there. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, we're saying to y'all guys is listen. Let women fall in love because that's what emotional women do.
They fall in love.
But see, let me explain something to y'all guys that's different. So, okay, there is the, again, I'm going to use the meat again. There is the bologna fall in love, and then there is the steak fall in love. Now, 50, I showed the guys this the other night, and I'm going to show you the difference. I showed the other guys this the other day. All y'all ladies, y'all know the fuck I'm about to show 50, and 50 going to trip the fuck out. But let me explain something to you. The baloney love that they get from you guys is they fall in a fake love. Because as soon as they get tired of your shit, they cut you off, and they don't even fucking think about you. They just move on to the next guy. So they actually don't really love you on the level. Let me show you what the kind of love a man, Fifth. Let me show you man love. You ready for this shit, Fifth? You ready? Fifth, I'm going to show you. This is man love, guys. Let me pull it up. Where is it at? Let me find it. Let me go to our files. Guys, we're going to show y'all man love. Y'all have not seen it. I know some of y'all have seen this. Y'all know, I downloaded it. Okay, here you go. This is man love. Let me grab this shit. Oh, yeah. Where is it at? This is man love, guys. Now, listen, guys. And I'll say this to everybody that's listening. What you're about to see is actual what happened. Now listen. It's not going to get to this depth sometime, but it's going to get damn near close. This is what happens when a woman actually loves a real man, because most women don't even know what love what is. I got to prepare everybody, because I don't think they're ready for what they're about to see. Because y'all, a lot of y'all motherfuckers going to think she's crazy. But I'm showing you, this is a woman that's actually in love at her core. And that's a real motherfucker doing this shit. Here we go, 50. Here we go. Love right here. Loading up. Here we go.
I don't want to do this, but I don't have you, please.
Have you ever had your neck and your shirt ripped because you're walking out the door?
They don't want to let you go.
They just fall on your neck, and you just, you know what? I get it, but you didn't work out.
I was a victim of abuse, 50. I was a victim of abuse. Hold on, Pip. I'm a 10 Pip. Hold on, I'm a victim of abuse, Pip. Listen to me. Same scenario that you said, instead of the ripping of things, okay? So I was cutting her off. I was dismissing her, right? She was kind of doing that shit right there. Now, gentlemen, back in the 90s, ketchup bottles weren't made of plastic. They were made of a
real bottle.
Hard glass, okay? So peep this down. Now, as I'm walking out the door, she's over on the other side. And Fifth, there's a fan. So I want you to figure this Tom Brady pass. She, as I was leaving, because she couldn't handle me leaving, grabbed a ketchup bottle and threw that motherfucker in such a beautiful arc. So look, think about it. She threw a spiral, right, and it where it didn't hit the fan, and the way it arced hit me in the back of my head. Now, and let me explain this to you. She couldn't handle losing me, so she threw something at me because when I was out the door, I was gone. And she was like what you see right there, like 50 saying, grabbing your clothes, trying to scratch your neck from holding your back.
Chucking remotes.
Right. I got you with a ketchup bottle, dog. I
please.
Admit that. Yeah, please don't go.
I'll do anything.
I've been
that guy. That's what I'm saying. I'm that guy. I wake up like that. To be honest, that's not very extreme. I've seen worse. I've seen worse. I've seen women have episodes worse than that. You know, when that steak is leaving.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, they got to go back to that baloney world. Boy, I tell you.
No, wait, hold on. Wait, no, Scorpion, 1995. That's wrong. Hold on, let me show you something. You don't understand. They don't hold their sexual desires back. They can't help but to flirt. They can't help but to push their sexual desires. Matter of fact, let me show you how wrong you are. They're the one, even women like this, they start talking about fucking. They start talking about sex. They start doing all. And the reason why is because they know when they're around a real man that we ain't going to put their business on the street. And we're not going to belittle them, make them feel like shit for what they're saying. So it's not them hiding. No, they do that with you baloney motherfuckers or make you think that
surface
bullshit.
Dwellers.
Yeah, that surface dweller type shit. Nah, with us, man, they love talking about sex. They are this. It's a liberation. Yeah, it's a liberation of freedom, dog. They love talking about sex.
Yeah, yeah, that song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Yeah, yeah, you make, yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like that guy. And to be honest with you, that they know that only happens sometime once in their life.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's even the ones that I don't fuck. Listen, guys, like I said, I'm a dick. Even the ones I don't fuck and I choose to fuck later, I'll just say, hey, go take a bathroom break real quick. And I'll just go and kiss on a little bit and go. Guys, have you ever been on watching Discovery Channel where the lion has a little animal on its paw and it just lets it run to make it think it can get away, only to capture that motherfucker
just
again.
Playing around
just playing around to put, guys.
You're not going
it's around. It's so great. Like, 50, this is why 50 wakes up, well, I guess with his left fucking eye first.
Left eye first.
Yeah, that'd be a trivia question or something for a prize later on for him. But what I'm saying is that this is why we are what we are. And this is why we don't give a fuck, because he and I know that if they fuck around with us, they're going to submit that pussy to us. They're going to give everything they got and then some to us. And they don't even realize, because remember, they're eating bologna, 50. They're not eating steak.
Hey, everybody. Hey, I appreciate you guys coming in. We got any more calls?
No, calls down. Calls down, brother.
All right, look, everybody. We appreciate you guys coming in. Well, one thing I will say before I get up out of here, and I'm gonna let Steve grab it, is that you got this step in the direction that you need to go is the step in the direction of changing who you are.
Yes.
Because you have been taught to be a way that you're not supposed to be. You're raised as a gentleman. You know, you're raised to be a panderer. You're raised that it's acceptable to have this bitch in you. And this is what I'm saying, man. You men need to invest in yourself. You need to get me or Steve. And you guys need to understand that we're here to help you. We really are. We want you to be the best guy. But if you want to continue to be the bologna sandwich, then you're going to continue to taste bitter and she's going to throw you in the chaz easy because you're not worth nothing. But I will tell you, if you want to be the steak, it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of dedication. But you can do it.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the guys out there. I told you, hey guys, I dropped 3 YouTube and TikTok. They're the same thing. If you go to TikTok or YouTube, and I'm about to drop 3 more today. So I'm gonna drop a bunch of YouTube shorts over and over and over and over again. So I'm dropping those things. Check that out. Go to the Man Mindset. Y'all see the new YouTube shorts. But it's just me spitting game for 1 minute, guys. And I'm a keep hitting y'all, bombarding y'all with this shit in between us doing live shows and all the other stuff. So make sure y'all check that stuff out. But shout out to everybody in the chat room, man. We got nothing but love for you guys. Thank you very much, man. So, yeah, Fifth, man, anything else left? Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, not at all, man. Y'all check me out, Mr. 1950. You haven't subscribed. Go to my channel and subscribe, Mr. 1950. Get the likes up if you're already in here. Let me let y'all know something, too. Like, you know, things in this world are achievable. Only if you go get it. If you want to sit down and you want to be, you know, be this person that you think time will change you, it's not. It will stay the same.
Yeah, so
change it.
If y'all want to hear that in man, here it is. This is in man language. Here we go. This is in man. Oh, let me see. I'm sorry. This is how it sounds in man. Everything 50's saying, this is how it sounds in man. This is how it sounds in man. I just want y'all to know. I want y'all to understand that in man, it sounds different. But let me see if I can get it. There you go.
Please.
Her whole body is shifting.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Like this, guys, do you actually got to buy them a dinner? I mean, really? Do you actually got to fucking kiss their asses? This is when you withhold dick from the market, dog. I'm telling you, just like a diamond, they will go crazy over that shit. All right, man, we out this motherfucker. We'll see y'all guys next Thursday, man. We out this bitch. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, peace, peace. Let's see here. Let me shut this down. That was good, man.